Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 307 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 14, Shark Attack.
It aired May 15th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Ryuta Tasaki.
Tasaki is putting in the work, putting the boots to the pavement.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate it. I hope the last episode was very good.
Hopefully
this one is too. Every day, what we do is a buzzer recording. We watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you had Netflix or the DVDs. Start at episode 13. Check in on Double Duty, then go to episode 13. The rest are mostly skippable. Anyway, I guess we're gonna go watch that now. Shark Attack.
What did
I say earlier?
Yep.
Let's go watch Sharks Attack.
Go Galactic! We're back, and we just watched When Sharks Attack.
They did. The shark attack, but they also protect.
Get out. Get out of here with your memes.
I don't know what that meme is. I don't know.
There's attack, protect, and a third option, which I guess is where the joke is the third one.
I've only seen it as, like, there's a little dog, and in one, he is chewing on a person's toe, and the other, he is turned around and protecting them. That's it.
Were you waiting for that the whole time?
I tried to slip it in the first part, and then I was like, I'll get it after the break.
Oh, welcome to Dads Do Memes here at the Morphin Grid. Neither of us are actual dads,
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Twitter. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. I knew I was forgetting one. Oh, I haven't forgot one in a while. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, all that. If you only use a review, it helps out a bunch. We'd really appreciate it. Helps people find the show, and they can join in on this. And our episode of One Shot RPG went up last week, and a new one went up today. So if you're coming from that, hello and welcome.
Yeah,
I imagine some people will go, hot dog, a power man, do I want to jump into episode 13 or 7 or whatever.
I think 15 is when we get the new equipment.
I think it was 17. I think Green with Evil was the first time we get the new. That's all on the website.
You're right.
No, I'm talking like they're just jumping into episode 14 of season 8.
I mean, you only missed two good episodes.
That's
in this
true.
Season.
Say, like so. We said earlier, just jump in. But welcome. If you have never heard of the One Shot podcast, it's an RPG podcast that's super fun. And James had us and Alan and Shannon on to play a game of Magi Monsters, which is like Pokemon, but different.
Yeah.
And it was real fun. So go check that out if you haven't. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show. And we really appreciate it. It helps out a bunch. Keeps the lights on, keeps us fed, et cetera, et cetera. If you are a $10 backer or higher, please make sure your address is correct, because we just changed around. I went into Patreon the other day, I changed some stuff around, some stuff that, like, young, ambitious us didn't know better.
look, we're learning as we go.
We still have 3 zines to put out. Hey, remember when we did that? Oops. We'll regroup and figure out when the best time to restart that is.
Yeah.
Sooner than later. But also, we're going to be, we have a new sticker tier. That's the $10 tier. We will make stickers and send them to you if you're $10 or more. So make sure your address is right so you can get them. Not sure when those are going out because they haven't been designed yet. So that's going to take a minute. But just so you know, that's coming.
It's coming.
Other than that, I just want to say, it's eggnog season. We got eggnog. We got eggnog at Target. I don't know if we got it at your Target, but I bug our P-Fresh assistant to put it out earlier and earlier every year. And Josh wouldn't budge when you were the PA, but Seth should put it out in October. So
look,
she's much better at the job than you were.
Oh, I don't dispute that for a second. I wasn't great at that job. It was just more money.
Yeah, that's true. But it's okay because I got 2 gallons of eggnog. Not gallons. That would be crazy. two things of eggnog.
I know you like eggnog, but maybe you have a problem.
Yeah,
if you
I'm also lactose intolerant, so like eggnog is slightly a problem. So I have to limit myself, but. So it's worth it, man. That Market Pantry Light eggnog is the best eggnog on the planet somehow. Somehow the Market Pantry version is the best one. Anyway, would you like to talk about Power Rangers?
I would, yes.
We start off with Treacheron in gym prison still. And it's super duper a gym prison.
It's just a gym.
Like, it's hardwood floors, but it's gym hardwood floors.
And the wall is like a gym wall.
It's crazy.
They built like a... like a little roof, so it didn't look like it was 40 feet tall, but it definitely is.
Absolutely. And then 2 shark people, they're the Shark Brothers.
Shark and Shuigi Shark.
That
the Shark Brothers.
The Shark Brothers. They're literally in Mario and Luigi colors. They're just Mario and Luigi Shark. They're like, one of them is a... I don't know what to describe one of them. One of them is a used guy's...
Yeah, like a 1930s gangster.
Yeah.
But like...
And the other...
The voice doesn't match the terminology.
Yeah, not even a little. And the other one is like...
Just a monster
voice. Just like a weird monster voice. Like, he sometimes seems like he's like... He's the smart one, you know? Like, they're trying to like... This is the smart monster. And this is the dumb one because he talks like he's from...
Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah, like Bugs Bunny pretending to be from New York. So they rat on Trakina. They're like, oh, that's she's the one who put you in here.
And first of all, who are these two?
They're
and
the
how
shark
do they,
brothers.
And how do they know that?
I don't know.
Have they just been sharking through the air vents of the blade ship?
I imagine there's just a lot of monsters. It's a big ship. I imagine there's like a lot of monsters hanging out. And they're like, yeah, yo, we haven't seen... Treacheron in a while. Well, I bet he's in the shark tank. That's not what it would be called.
This did get me thinking, though, because they're, like, very loyal to Treacheron.
Yeah.
So I was like, is Treacheron a shark monster?
I think he's a manta ray.
I think he's a manta ray because of his shoulder capes.
His little cape. His little capey. It's not quite a cape. It's a capey. But Trakina comes in. They give him his sword. They're like, here's your sword back. And then...
When you do it, it's just Alpha 6.
It is. It's a little bit just Alpha 6. But they give him his sword back, and they like hide behind barrels because they hear Trakina come in. And she's like chewing the scenery. She's just like, are you ready to die, Treacheron, you traitor? And he's like, no, I'm loyal to Scorpio. Me, Treacheron.
I don't see the problem.
Well, later on, he'll say he hates all things good and decent, like loyalty. Well, he doesn't say like loyalty, but
right.
I would group loyalty into that. So, I don't know. A lot of mixed signals coming from Treacheron.
He also makes a big deal out of being dishonored, which, like, if you're a bad guy, you don't care.
Yeah, that was pretty rad, though.
It was.
I like that moment. But he's like, he knows that Trakina, like...
Got him. Yeah.
So, he's like, I'm gonna get you back. Hey, I need your help. You gotta take this map to Scorpius. It's the map to the Silver Goblet, and it'll prove that I'm innocent. How?
As if on a timer, both of us groaned when he said, this map will lead you to the Silver Goblet.
Oh, my God. We both had the same thought of, like, is this going to be the next 10 episodes that I'm looking for this god dang
Yeah,
gauntlet.
The gauntlet, it's located on Terra Venture.
Goblet,
and they'll,
rather.
They will find it in 9 episodes, and it will fly away. And it will come back in the next episode.
Like, okay, real quick, we'll talk about this in 2 scenes, about the goblet in, like, 2 scenes. But I have a lot of questions about the goblet and the setup and the premise of the goblet and the map.
Especially the map,
yeah.
I think.
So she's like, I'll give it to Dad. Oh, yeah, I'll totally do that. And then she takes one step outside and is like, I'm not giving it to Dad. I'm going to get it myself. And so then he's like, it's a trap, because the sharks are like, why'd you give her that map? And he's like, idiots, it's a fake map. It's a trap map. Then we cut to the theme song right after he slices the chains off and walks out all cool. Like, come back from the theme song. Buggies are digging for the Silver Goblet on Terra Venture. Okay, here's where the questions start. Why?
Yeah, why? And now, like, how did he draw a fake map so quick?
Did he just have... So they hit a goblin. They find a goblin.
They do.
So he pre-buried he's a like, silver goblin.
Just in case I need it, I'm going to have this fake map and this fake goblin.
What could possibly be the reason for him to have this ready to go? Expecting treachery to happen to him? Is that what his name is? He's like, oh, I don't do treachery. I just expect it. I'm ready for it. Because they find it. She's like, my dad doesn't need this goblet. I'll keep it for myself. It's just a cup.
It's just a cup with like some probably fake jewels in it.
You just put your juice in that cup. Like, that's it. Like, it doesn't do anything.
Probably wine. She seems like a fancy lady.
She might be a fancy lady. She does. She probably likes that foot juice.
She drinks her wine out of a silver goblet.
Oh, it's a silver goblet. Mm, yeah.
She melted the spoon and turned it into a goblet.
So she's like, yeah, this is mine. And then Treacheron's like, nah.
You stupid.
And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, look at your hand. And she looks at the goblet and it turns into sand.
Yeah.
So he planted a fake sand-turning goblet with an accompanying map just in case?
Yep. Had it ready.
I don't know.
Doesn't say anything like, get this goblet. When she asks why, he's just like, it'll prove that I am not a traitor.
Yeah. Somehow?
It's like inscribed on it somewhere, like, Treacheron's cool. Yeah. You can trust that dude.
No, don't worry about Treacheron. Oh, Treach? Oh, I love Treach. I'm a goblin. I love Treach.
Just like engraved on the bottom is Treach plus Scorp forever.
It's like a Treach plus T plus S in a heart.
Yeah, and it has the four, but where the line that goes through it is an arrow.
Yeah.
It's forever.
So,
he engraved it in middle school, what I'm saying.
They've been friends for a long time. Back when he was not a giant fat Jabba the Hutt. So,
just a little skinny Jabba the Hutt.
So, I just also, one last thing about this goblet. He never says it like it's powerful or cool. He's just like, it's a goblet and Scorp's going to want it.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I will use the power of this goblet. And he's like, that goblet is sand, idiot. And she's like, no, you tricked me. And he's like, yeah, well, you tricked me first. So then he says a great line because she's like, oh, yeah, well, buggies attack him. And he's like, I eat buggies for breakfast. And I was like, I believe him.
I think he honestly might do that.
And then, so he eats buggies for breakfast, but he eats these buggies lunch. He wrecks them.
He does.
He just absolutely destroys these buggies because they're just buggies, man. Like, you guys know how, sometimes they're very effective at catching Power Rangers, but usually they just die. So, and Treacheron is like canonically a super great sword fighter.
Yeah.
So there's that.
He then, beat the Magna Defender
he
once.
He did. He was like weakened from the lights. Yeah, they give you power?
Or take it away.
Whatever.
Maybe they left him and he was like, oh, I'm weak.
My bones. I need the light from my bones.
My magna bones.
My magna bones. So the Rangers are like, not so fast. And they run in and they like their plan is they don't have a plan. There's like Treacheron is here. They have to attack Treacheron because he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're like, no, that's our friend Trakina.
Yeah. Don't like, kill Trakina.
It's not. So the Rangers start fighting him. And then Trakina, just in the funniest way, like, it's like, oh, I should go. And, like, kind of sidesteps off screen and leaves.
Yep. Also, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. It's a running theme this episode.
So, a couple episodes ago, we watched Naruto, and now we're watching a Looney Tune.
Yep.
It's weird. A Power Rangers has so many things.
It's very weird.
Power Rangers contains multitudes. So, Leo and Treacheron fight. Leo doesn't do well. Because Treacheron, again, is a very good sword fighter. And he's like, sharks, go get her. Go chase her down. So
they just beat up the other four Rangers, by the way. The two shark brothers.
Yeah, yeah. The shark brothers are very effective, I guess. I wonder how their plumbing is. So then we cut to Trakina running through the woods. And she's like, kind of trotting because she's in bug heels. And like, trying to get away, she's looking around, and then we see like a hand of the dagger and throws the dagger, and it like sticks into a tree right next to her.
I thought that was a shark brother.
So did I, but then I saw the dagger and I was like, oh, I've seen that dagger before.
Have we seen that before?
That's the dagger that Zika pulls.
Oh,
he's like, I'll protect my dad.
Dang.
But it, that's the same dagger.
Before they shot a kid.
They shot a kid. So it's Magna Defender, obviously, and he's like, Trakina, your dad took my son, so I'm going to take his daughter. And she's like, we could also not. I'm sure he feels real bad about it. And he's like, no, I'm going to get revenge now. And he goes to kill her.
Yeah, and then he has a heart attack.
But he can't because he has a heart attack, and he falls down. She's like, well, gotta go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to just, you seem to be having a thing, so I'm going to leave.
You seem busy. So she leaves, and as she's running away, he's like, no, come back. I haven't revenged on you yet. I need to kill you. And then we hear a voice.
Yeah, he's holding his chest gem, I guess.
The hexagon chest gem plate thing.
It's a window into his soul.
Maybe.
And out of it comes... Can I just say it?
You can say it, yeah.
Out of it comes the voice of Mike, saying...
Yeah, straight up Mike's voice.
And it's basically, don't use your powers for revenge, use them only for good.
He says, I forget what the second part is, but don't give in to vengeance, only do good.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect. But he definitely says, don't give in to vengeance. As super duper Mike's voice, because then we cut to Leo going, was that Mike?
He said, I heard Mike.
Did I hear Mike?
I heard Mike from inside the Magna Defender a mile away
this
from here.
This is the last place I heard Mike. And so he gets distracted long enough to get himself murked by Treacheron.
Who, like, sword uppercuts him?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Treacheron's great.
He is.
So then Treacheron's like, I'm done here. I'm going to go. I got to kill Trakina. And he runs away. And he's like, now where the heck did those sharks get to? And we like stay on Leo for a second. And the Rangers like try to help him up. And then we cut to, because he's very injured.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Treacheron in the woods. And he sees the dagger. And he's like, the Magna Defender was here. My boyfriend. I need to find him. But I also need to kill Trakina.
His ex-boyfriend. It was messy. It's
his ex-boyfriend. Yeah, yeah. And the sharks show up. And they're like, yo, Tretch, it was Magna Defender. She left. She's back on the blade ship. And he's like, ah, beans. And then they say something about killing the Power Rangers.
Yeah, well, they ask if they should go after her. And he says no, because he can't go back there until he's cleared right. His name. I guess he says the Red Rangers, he knows the Red Rangers hurt. He says, yeah. I will kill the other four to like show Scorpius that I am good.
I'm
well,
loyal.
I guess bad. I am bad.
I am bad, but loyal. And they're like, but what if they just whip out those lights of Orion? They're super powerful. They'll just kill you. And he's like, oh, that's a thing. They can't use them unless they're all together. And Red Ranger is going to have to be in the hospital for a while because I cut him up his guts.
He made it sound like his plan was to split all of them up.
I think it would have been more effective.
Yeah, but instead he's just like, no, I hurt the Red Ranger, so they'll be one down.
Well, I think the math checks out, right? So like one Ranger's down. They can't form the lights. So if you can just like kill one Ranger from there.
Yeah, you should still split the four you have into at least two groups of two.
Yeah.
There's three bad guys against four Rangers. Like, break them up.
Get one alone. Probably, like, I don't want to give you any, like, ideas, but, like, Kendrick's is probably the worst fighter. You could probably kill her, like, relatively easily.
Yeah.
You know, she can't get any superpowers. They don't. It's 4-on-1 later. Or 4-on-3, but the bad guys are very powerful. So then we cut to the Astro Megaship, where Leo is on a hospital bed again for, like, the 15th time this season. Alpha's there. Deca's there. First time we've seen them in a little while. Still haven't seen Bulk or Phenomenus.
Nope.
In 12 episodes now?
Yeah, because they were in part two.
They're in part two, and that's it.
Yep.
I know I said this like 3 episodes ago, but why even bring them? What's the point?
You made such a point to show them getting on the damn spaceship.
But then they're not here. Why not? You too busy with showing Zika die again? Because they showed him dying again, by the way.
Yeah, they just love that footage of them shooting a kid.
Shooting a kid. If anyone hasn't seen Die Hard, they're just probably very confused about what we're doing right now. Also, if you haven't seen Die Hard, come on.
Go watch Die Hard
real quick. It's very good. Hey, welcome back. The sharks set up a trap. We cut between Leo being, like, laying down and Alpha, like, or Kai, like, laser tag scanning him. We cut between that and the sharks just jumping into a tree. I mean, like, trap's ready. We're going to get him now. Like, you're just in trees. Like, you're just in the tree, really.
Yeah. At least they're not, like, run swimming and teleporting like that other shark monster.
Oh, like the shark, Slippy Shark?
Yeah.
From season one that made Tommy and Jason hate each other?
Yep. He was also, I don't know if you remember this, Slippy.
He did. He could teleport. Hey, do you remember season one?
I do.
Wow, that was a while ago.
I think of it relatively often.
I do, but I don't know. It's just weird that we're in Lost Galaxy now. And it was like, we definitely did talk about season one a while ago, right? speaking of old seasons, this is not old to them. It's old to us. But Super Sentai Brothers last week started their O-Ranger series.
Oh, nice.
I believe it's Dr. No Ranger.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I watched the first episode because I watched it along with them. I bought, you can watch it for free online, but I didn't know that until the day after I bought the DVDs. So you can get the DVDs online or you can just watch it on Shell Factory's website. O-Ranger, very cool. Super duper in love with O-Yellow. Just like right out the gate immediately. They knew exactly what they were doing and re-getting me. So, yeah, pretty excited to see how O-Ranger shakes out. Can't wait for my best friend Tackle Boy to show up. So, anyway, back to Power Rangers, Lost Galaxy. Deka tells, like, they're like, the Shark Brothers are doing stuff in the woods in a dome or whatever. They're just, like, loitering. They're not even doing anything bad. They're just loitering in the woods near a stream on a dome somewhere.
Yeah, the stream dome.
In stream dome. That's where all the Twitch players live. I regret that.
Oh,
so the Power Rangers go there. they go to there, and the trap is sprung. That trap is just that one of them is waiting with the Xena Warrior Princess Chakram, and throws it and cuts them all in the chest.
Yeah, immediately. I think it's Damon is like, "Hey, everybody, be on the lookout!" And immediately, they all get hit by this, like, discus blade boomerang.
Yeah. Maybe, Damon. I appreciate you telling him to look out. Maybe, on your way there, you should have said that. Maybe if you had the thought of, we should be careful, you should let them know going in before you're there. Because you got by a chakram.
They got you.
So, then they're like, oh, yeah? You got a chakram? Well, we got Lights of Orion. Activate! And nothing happens. They're like, beans. But then Treadron shows up and is like, I'm going to kick your ass now. And then Leo, we go back to Leo, who's having fever dreams of Mike.
I was calling them Mike Mares. I don't know if that's good or not.
I think that's very good. He's having a Mike Mare, and this Mike Mare is specifically about dog tags floating in the ether.
And his friends getting beat up.
His friends getting beaten up right dang now. Like, seeing that happen via mic projection.
It's also Mike's floating head.
It's his upper torso, too.
It's Mike's floating bust.
Sometimes it's a very close-up shot. Sometimes it's just him, like, sitting on a school portrait background. With, like, baseball cap or whatever you did.
They give you this weird pedestal to balance on your lap to put your hands on.
School figures are crazy. And then he also is just like, oh, by the way, remember when I died in a chasm? That, just always remember that. But also your Power Ranger.
Don't forget it.
Also, your Power Ranger friends are dying right now, so you should go help them. And he gets up and he's like, I gotta go. And he leaves. And then a minute later, I guess, Alpha comes in. He's like, hey, Leo, just seeing if you need anything. Ah, you're gone.
Good way to keep an eye on him, Alpha.
Yeah.
They told him, keep an eye on him. He was like, sure thing. And immediately left the room.
I'm going to go in the other room because I got laundry or something.
Alpha's robot laundry.
I got a roast in the oven. I got a baste. Why, like, what? Like, Alpha, you can just stay in this room.
He had to go up to the captain's area.
Can I go to the bridge?
Yeah, he had to go up there and run some scans.
Just go sit in that chair, feel important.
Check some numbers.
Yeah, run a couple tests.
You think he sits in the captain's chair when no one's there?
Oh, absolutely. He's like, I'm the captain now.
And Deka's just like, no.
No. And he's like, shut up. Please.
He turns Deka off because there is a Deka off button.
There is a Deka mute button, yeah. So then Treacheron and the Sharks are just beating the Power Rangers up. Yep. Like, there's not even a fight. They're just getting their butts kicked. And then Leo's like, not so fast. And he's like 40 feet away. And they're like, hey, aren't you injured? And he's like, yes.
They're the bad guys might be, but the Power Rangers are like, oh, yeah, Leo, you made it. And Kendrix is like, oh, I knew it. Like, no, you guys told him not to come.
You said, stay here, you're hurt. What? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I knew you'd make it. Well, like, look, guys.
Maybe they were just hoping that he would be stubborn enough to come try to fight with his injured self. And they were right.
Yeah, good job, so, I guess.
Go for them. Leo does like a double drop kick to kick the two Shark Brothers, and he lands on his back, which I feel like would hurt him a lot because he's all taped up. Also, Leo was shirtless in this episode.
Yeah.
This is the first, as far as I can recall, Leo shirtless scene.
Yeah, this is when they were like, oh, we got something here.
Oh, hold on a minute. I know how to get some people on board. Abs, 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 abs.
They'll have to wait about 3 months to get some more of those abs.
Maybe that's it. They're like, man, Orion Returns was pretty good, but everyone's thinking about leaving. Okay, well, just get some abs in there. Quick, give him some sweet, sweet abs. Who's got the best abs? Leo, you're up. Get that shirt off.
Can we get TJ back? No? All right, Leo, you'll have to do.
All right. We'll just take a picture of someone wore abs, and we'll just put it around.
That's why In Space did so good, is because you could see TJ's abs through his shirt.
Never underestimate the power of those abs.
Abs equals ratings.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's what we're saying. If you're making a show, get those good, good abs.
Look, hey, Power Rangers Ninja Steel, all of them have abs. Have you seen them?
I have. I've seen pictures of them.
It's a bunch of TJs. They just got so much abs going on, which is like, you know, we know a lot more now about how to get abs and how, like, you know, training regimen stuff. So, like, I feel like Selwyn Ward is working twice as hard to get his abs than he would have to now. But, like, Christy Ann, you could grate cheese on those suckers.
Or is that pink?
That's pink, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Her abs are so tight and so defined. They're like John Morrison abs.
That's crazy.
It's bonkers.
Bedazzle those suckers. Yeah. They're perfect.
So, anyway, enough about abs for now. The abs, ab talk will return.
There's never enough about abs.
Yeah. Leo is like doing some stuff. There's a lot of cuts between American footage and Sentai footage for, like, no reason.
Yeah, like in 2 second intervals.
Yeah, there's like sometimes, like, they're on the ground and it's Sentai footage and they stand up and it's American, and then it cuts over to the Sharks and it's American, and then it cuts back to the Power Rangers and it's Sentai again. It's like, what happened? Like, you're not saving any money. You still had to film all this stuff. Like, what's up? What's going on?
I don't have an answer for that.
It's just weird coverage, I guess. So they activate the lights, and then they attack Treacheron. No, that's, they're about to. I think Leo.
I don't know.
Steps up. Basically, what happens is something happens. They get the lights. There's a minute of content, and then Treacheron's like, I challenge you to a sword fight for honor.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I love when bad guys are like, we're doing this for honor.
Yeah. Because the Sharkies are like, no, Treacheron, don't. I don't know why I just call them the Sharkies now, I guess.
I guess they're just Sharkies now.
And he's like, no, my honor has been, like, I've been dishonored.
Yeah.
So I will either kill him and regain my honor or die trying.
Or die, which is the best way to die, is in combat.
There is a boss battle in Super Mario RPG like that.
Yeah?
I won't spoil which one, but he's got, like, some lackeys. And if you kill all of his lackeys, he's like, all right, just me and Mario then.
Okay.
And like, your team just kind of like steps aside and you have to fight him with just Mario.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty neat.
I like that a lot. So they fight, and they fight. They're very evenly matched. You can tell that Treacheron is better, but that Leo has the it factor of being a Power Ranger and a Red Ranger.
And the lights of Orion.
And yeah, the lights of Orion. Without those lights, he'd be dead 100 years
ago. Well, yeah, without those lights, his ribs are broken.
That's true. Yeah, that's what that big belt buckle is. That's just rib protector. That's just a weight belt, so he doesn't throw his back out. So Leo activates the claws, and he doesn't attack with them. He just crosses it with the swords and brings Treacheron into a fire dimension.
Yep.
Where I guess he reigns supreme. So they fight a little bit more, and he defeats Treacheron. He doesn't kill him, but he defeats him.
Well, he uses the claw at one point to, because Treacheron comes at him with a sword, and he like uses the claw to hold it. like catch it and hold it, and then yeah. he breaks it with his Quasar saber.
That's true. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I think he hits him one more time, and that knocks him out of the fire dimension and defeats Treacheron, who is injured, and you know,
he has a broken sword.
Yeah,
but he's still charging Leo with his broken sword.
He just won't quit. So Leo is like, I don't want to have to do this. I don't want to do it. And he's like, I will never give up. Like, I'm going to kill you or I'll die. And so Leo's like, don't make me destroy you. And he's like, you better.
So it's you or me, buddy.
Yeah. So then Leo does. And then he falls down and explodes in this like very honorable sword death way.
Yeah. His broken sword like falls out of his hand and sticks into the sand at the riverbank.
Yeah.
And like he just slowly like falls back with his arms out. Yeah. Like he's just like, yes.
I have died a warrior's death.
Yeah.
It's pretty rad. Then the Sharkies are like, well, we swear vengeance. And so then they Groshen.
Yeah.
And they get very big, but it's okay because they call the Megazord. And here's a cool thing. Megazord also has the Lights of Orion mode.
Yeah.
It's like a Dragonzord plate and a hat. And the sword's bigger, I think.
Yeah, it is a. It's bigger or it has more stuff on it.
I think it's got the same sort of like cross guard type deal.
This pretty much confirms separate cockpits though, because Damon yells about it and then it cuts to Leo in a different cockpit who yells about it.
Yeah.
So.
That's a.
I just missed that shot of all of them in the cockpit.
According to Riley, it will come up again.
Okay.
I don't know when. I don't know what season, because I said, no, don't tell us. Like, let me be surprised.
Right.
I know it happens at least in Time Force, so.
Yeah.
But I don't know when else other than that. Looking forward to it, because I don't like them being separate. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
They double murder them.
They just kill them in, like, 1 second.
They do one sword slash, and it kills two of them. Like at once. So that's, I mean, very powerful, I guess, but like.
But you wasted all that power getting the Megazord up.
I don't know. I mean, it's got like, the lights.
I mean, it's the only way you could have killed them.
Right, yeah. Like, they weren't going to shoot him in the toes to death or anything.
I don't know. Show more of the giant fights, guys.
Yeah, I. Like,
it's like, maybe it's not half of Power Rangers, but it's a third of it.
And it's weird, there's like a fine line. Sometimes, like, all right, get it on. Well, like, just kill him. You don't have to do a giant fight. But, like, a lot of the times, like, I want to see some cool stuff during the giant fight.
Yeah.
Because I kind of tune out for fights, but I tune out in a fun way for the giant fights. Like, yeah. I'm just like, all right, it's just washing over me and I'm letting it happen and I like it. Sometimes they're a little much. Like,
yeah.
When they go on too long. But there's, like, a pretty big area where the sweet spot is.
Look, I'm not asking for 10 minutes giant fight. I just want like a minute and a half of something to happen. I don't want it to just be like we have the Megazord, we killed him with our mega move.
I want one or two things other than the sword strike.
Let the monster get a lick in.
Yeah. Let them get their stuff in, brother. We cut to Drakina after the Sharkies are dead, and she's fighting some buggies. And it's sparring. It's not like fighting.
I didn't know that at first. I thought they were trying to detain her.
I thought they turned on her, but they didn't. She's like, come on, come at me. And they like get her because she's not a fighter. But one of them breaks her nail, and so she evaporates them. So poor buggies. Then she's like, I'm just not a warrior.
Yeah.
Yet. I'm going to have to get a general to teach me to be a general. I need a trainer, basically, to teach me how to be a warrior.
You know who would have been real great to train her?
Probably Treacheron.
Probably Treacheron.
Yeah, I wish you would have figured this out 2 days ago, Trakina. So then she goes to Scorp, and she's like, Dad, I'm going to need you to let me pick the next general. And he's like, okay, why? She's like, because, like, I've got a good eye for these things, and, like, you never let me do anything. He's like, yeah, sure, you can pick the next general. She's like, perf, because she's going to pick the one that she can easily manipulate and then, like, train under and then kill and then become the general.
Yeah.
At least that's what it looks like. So then we cut to the apartment, the boy's apartment, where Leo's brooding again because he heard Mike earlier. Maya comes in,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, hey, how's it go? How are you doing? How are you feeling? And he's like, if you're here to tell me Mike was fake, I'm not going to hear it.
I saw him in that cave.
I saw him in the cave, and I saw him in my Mike mares. I will not hear otherwise. And she's like, well, I was gonna say you're crazy, but I can feel it in the air. I think Mike is still alive.
Trying so hard not to make a Phil Collins joke right now. I'm really trying.
I mean, look, to
so
be,
I said it so everyone knows what the joke is.
I mean, here's the thing, though.
I'm not going to make the joke.
You don't have to make the joke, but here's the thing. This season so far has been like that song.
Yeah, yeah, last episode was the drum beat.
Finally, we got to the drum beat. But here's the thing. There's only a minute left of the song. And it's not great. It's just more of the stuff before the drum beat, but with drums now. That's it. In the Air Tonight sucks, all right, guys? That's what I'm here to say. That's Jake Mason's stance on In the Air Tonight. Big overture, little show. And I don't like it. But Maya thinks that Mike's alive. She can feel it in the air. And so they look out into space.
So they stare into space.
And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah.
Josh?
Yeah.
What's the best?
The Treacheron and Leo fight.
I agree. I will always best, like, a fight amongst enemies for honor.
Especially because they all use the lights of Orion to, like, upgrade, and the other four just did nothing.
Yeah, they're like, we're going to hang back. You got this, Leo? This is between you two. And the Sharky's also held back. They were like, no.
Yeah.
Trech says don't, so we're not going to. Which is pretty awesome.
It was very cool.
What's the worst?
The giant fight.
I'm going to say it's the cup.
The cup also sucks.
More so the idea that he just happened to have a map and a cup ready in case he was put in prison.
I had forgotten about the cup, but I am at my wit's end with these 10-second giant fights.
Yeah, it's pretty booty. I'm still going to give it to that dumb cup, though. Who's the MVP?
Treacheron.
I agree. I was trying to think, did I like Leo more?
Every cool thing Leo did was because Treacheron did a cooler thing first.
Well, it's because of either Treacheron or Mike.
Yeah.
So, I will also give it to Treacheron. R.I.P. in peace. I hope the next guy is good because...
That's two generals we've lost in 14 episodes.
That's crazy. We had Goldar for four years.
Goldar didn't die until Zordon popped.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Magnet Defender, I forget who said this, Magnet Defender's voice is Goldar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad he still has work.
I can't remember who, someone told us that on Twitter. I'm not going to try to find it because it was like 6 days ago and I've gotten a lot of tweets since then. It's been a busy couple days tweet-wise.
Yeah.
So, Josh, now the only thing we have left to do is to rank this episode on the list.
Okay. I don't think it's better than Orion Rising.
It's way better than Orion Rising. It's not better than Orion Returns.
Orion Returns, I meant.
I would put this at number two. I think this is better than Double Duty.
I, as an episode, agree with you. As a Power Rangers episode, I definitely agree that it's better than Double Duty. I like Double Duty a lot because of the not Power Rangers stuff that happens in it.
My problem with Double Duty that I don't have with this episode, Shark Attack, I forgot what it was called for a second, is that there was an entire subplot about cameras having the lights of Orion, and that kind of sucked. But this one just had, like, Treacheron being awesome and Power Rangers doing Power Rangers things.
Yeah.
And, like, a bad giant fight, but, like, you know.
All right, I'll agree to put this above Double Duty.
Okay. Coming in at number two.
So we're still trending up.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Very excited about this. The next one's called Redemption Day.
The thumbnail was just the Magna Defender's head.
I feel like he was kind of touching his chest.
Well, yeah, he's probably having a mic attack.
Oh, God, I'm getting mic'd over here. So that's going to do it for us for today. We'll see you for Redemption Day on Friday. I've said the word day so many times. I think it's lost its meaning. But until then,
may the power protect you. It's supposed to be, like, real tense.
Yeah.
And, like, build up to everything, but it's just, like, nothing happens.
Can I give you the secret?
They see him, and then he's gone for, like, an hour and a half.
Can I give you the secret to Halloween, the first one?
Yes.
When it was made in 1973, 4, whenever it was made, it was so teenagers could watch it and make out. So there's a lot of boring parts that teenagers could make out during it.
It also had a budget, I guess, of $7.
It was done on the cheap.